When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
And so sorry for last week, guys. I uploaded the wrong episode. I really don't know how I did that.
I don't know, but to be fair, we switched over hosts and stuff, so it could potentially be something to do with that, just ironing out issues or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, guys.
But y'all clocked on
quick
ASAP, so yeah, we appreciate y'all for reaching out and letting us know something was wrong. And what was I going to say? I don't know what's in the water, but more girlies fighting.
Who?
Chris Brown and Quavo. And oh. I was just thinking, how did we even get here?
Also, what made them fight? Like, what made Chris Brown send the first thing? Is there context we're missing? Or did he just get fed up and he was like, fuck it?
Well, yeah. Apparently, Quavo dated Karrueche after Chris Brown.
Was that recently or something?
No, it must have been... I don't know how long after they broke up, but apparently they've been having a beef since 2018. So I think it's been maybe a long time coming. I don't know what has prompted
him
to finally release a diss track, but it's just weird that Chris Brown is rapping. And
he used to rap back in the day. I remember that
the violence is not surprising from him.
No,
the threats of violence,
sadly. I remember that rap I don't know, because I don't really listen to his music. The only times I hear it is if it's on TikTok. And that one song that I knew the whole thing because of Trunks and because his friends were cussing him. You don't know what I did. You don't know what you did. And the way the friends were cussing him, that was so funny. But no, there was one song that he has with, I think it's Busta Rhymes. It was big.
Look at Me Now, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember when he was rapping on there? I'm not confusing it with another song, but I remember him rapping.
Yeah. I think he was rapping on there.
This track, he's pissed.
Yeah,
but I'm just trying to find out, like, what made him? Is it because everybody else is fighting? He said, "Let me just add my 2 pence." Or
I have no idea. And it's interesting because there was like a couple of videos where I think it might have been like some sort of basketball game.
Mm.
And yeah, Chris Brown was offering out Quavo and being like, yeah, Quavo, bring your bitch ass here or whatever.
What?
And I think at the time, like to outside people, it looked like, it's not play serious. Fighting. Yeah, it's play fighting, but it looks like he was dead serious.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Kanye West getting involved in this Drake and Future stuff as well. It's just...
How?
He's there saying J. Cole makes the pussy dry.
Excuse me. Wait, in what words? And also, since when was J. Cole and Kanye fighting? Oh gosh, I can't keep up with these people.
It's a whole ass mess. I have no idea what's going on, but yeah, I can't keep up anymore. But
does Kanye have a song now, or?
Apparently he's doing like a remix or something to the Future and Metro Boomin song, like that.
I actually like that song now. I keep hearing it on the radio because I listen to Remy Bergs around like 4 p.m. and she plays like all the, you know, trending songs. So I'll be hearing it. And I'm like, do I like Future? So I went to go listen to more music off the album. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, Future is such an interesting case for me. I just can't dig it, dog. Like, I there's a few songs, don't get me wrong. I feel like every artist will probably have a couple songs that you can dig. And Future has a couple that I can rock with. I can add to the playlist, but When I listen to his albums, I'm just like, what is everyone hearing?
What's the one that's got like a purple burst, like a purple future? There's one purple
Oh.
and blue. It's like I've made that up.
No, I know what you're referring to. Is it called? No, am I
Future
making
vibes,
up?
like they might have come beat me
DS.
up. DS2.
Yeah, I feel like it's called DS something.
Tupac of
Oh no, let me. You said it's a two pack of ass.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, DS2. Damn. Yeah. Do you know what I want? I want them to bring back physical albums. I feel like the streaming era is very sad. I feel like music is getting released so quickly.
Yeah, isn't it?
There's barely any quality. There's none of the fun of like looking up the lyrics that are in the album thingy bob. I know Spotify has the lyric feature. I just feel like, oh, you know, it would be nice to have something physical. And I feel like one day in future, you know, when they say when you're a grandma and you want to ask your grandkids, what do you know about this?
Yeah.
Like, am I still meant to have Spotify?
I think we will.
Chai.
Like, I think we will. And we'll ping it to them. I don't know. Or something along those ways.
Oh my
A
gosh.
listener killed me because she said on Twitter, she was like, she thought Metro Boomin's name was Metro.
Blooming.
That's jokes. But to be fair, Jasmine, the music we're listening to compared to younger generation, and I'm talking like 25 and under, is different. Like, remember when we went to see Bryson Tiller and we saw the audience, them
Yes.
react to Drake's and Red, what's her name? Red
Sexy
Velvet's
Red.
Red Sex. Ooh.
Shake, what's that? What's it called? I feel like she
Hands on your
said,
knees.
yeah, I was about to say, shake that ass, Drake, but she's not saying
That's
that. So
She's not saying
that's
that.
it. It's
She's not
telling
saying
Drake
shake
to shake his
that ass,
bum.
Drake.
I don't know.
Wait, I
But
swear.
it sounds wrong that
Shake that ass,
she's
Drake.
telling Drake to shake his ass.
Shake that ass,
But
Drake.
I
No,
feel like
shake
that's the
that ass
lyrics.
something and shake that ass. No, shake that ass for Drake, sorry. Shake that ass for Drake and
Okay,
shake
that
that ass for me.
there you go, there you
Wow,
go.
imagine. Him too. Shake that ass. But the audience, wow, the gen. I mean, they showed us
It
at
was
SZA that they
mad.
loved off those songs. Like I just see it as funny TikTok songs. I didn't really think people really listened to those songs, but
Same.
they love it. Wow.
Like honestly, going to that concert, the Bryson Tiller concert, it f made me feel my age. In fact, I think it made me feel older than my age.
Wow.
Because I was like, this is what, like, some of the songs, a lot of the songs, I was like, I don't even know this one. Me and Vic asking each other, oh,
Which
what's the song called
who
again?
is this? And
Yeah.
the thing is, it's only by the grace of God that okay, I can pick up a little bit because of it's going trending on TikTok. But some of them I've not heard before in my life. Like, where are you like finding this music?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can you hear Kaya crying in the back? I don't know what's her problem. Hold
Why?
on one second. No, like laughing.
Oh,
I don't know
right.
what she's laughing at. I need to tell her once again. I'm gonna tell her to cool down. Okay. Yeah, so that concert was interesting. You know, I do love Bryson Tiller. Very big fan. I'll say I'm a fan from Trap Soul. I don't know if that makes me a Day One fan because I'm sure he released music before that, and he kept talking about Day One, and then playing Trap Soul songs. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm a Day One.
Oh.
Was giving. Okay, first of all, he came out in some shoulder thing. Oh, this is not a good description. But all we saw was two lines on the stage as the audience. And I would say our seats were fairly decent. Yeah, we probably could have been closer, but we also could have been a lot further. All we could see was the two orange lines. It looked like there was, I mean, I know he was going for like a video game theme. So yeah, it looked like there was like some sort of video game character on the stage. However, there was no screens, so
Yeah, you can't see.
we could
Like,
not
if you got
s
bad seats, it's peak. Or if you didn't bring your
yeah.
glasses or contacts, sorry.
Yeah. We just had to trust and have faith and believe in the promoters that that was actually Bryson Tiller on stage and not a dupe.
When we left, Jasmine was like, "I wish. Are you sure we saw him?" I was like, "I don't know, child."
Because we did not see that man's face
It
once.
even got to a point where, you know, when he changed for like the second half of it, when he was doing like the anniversary. No, was it True to Self? Well, he was wearing a lab coat, basically,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
And then his photographer was also wearing the lab coat. At one point, I was recording the photographer because I thought that was him. So, you know, it was very, but then I also think it's because he's quite shy. Shy
Yeah.
or because he's got like, I don't know if he still does, but had confidence issues, or he's quite a mysterious person. So there's all three of that to play. So I remember in like 2017 or 18 times, he was like saying stuff like, oh, he'll probably never do like a video interview. Like he doesn't really want to be sure. He doesn't want to be like seen like that. He doesn't want to be like a public figure like that. He just wants the music to do the talking. Obviously, we've seen him do interviews now, but even when we see him do interviews, people in the comments are like, is that him? Because we don't really see him.
Even me.
Yeah. But
Sometimes I see videos and I'm like, is
is that
that's Bryson Tiller?
ain't who I think it is.
It's almost like
Yeah.
it's almost like I forget what he looks like all the
Yeah.
time.
But I think as well there's an element of shyness to it. So that's, I think, I mean, I could be, he could re-listen to this. Someone said in this, so he can correct us. I think he'd be like, that's a two-pack of ass. But I feel like that's why he didn't put the screens on, because he's still quite shy a little bit. Like he doesn't really, do you know what I mean? And also he's not rating his thing. He's not rating his thing. Like when he said to us, you know, I cried when I heard I sold out this arena. I said, I know you lying.
Oh,
You could have done O2.
yeah, you really could have. Could have done O2 for real,
Like
for real.
your counterparts aren't even half of what you're doing, and they have shoulders. Their shoulders is high. Like some of his counterparts are kind of like, if you don't put me on, if you put me on a wireless stage, I need to be higher up. Some of his shoulder or some of his counterparts have shoulders. It's like Bryson Tiller thinks he came out last year, but it's like you've been around since like 2014, 2015. Like you are the creator of the genre. Like I did feel that, like, and those times where he was facing the back, didn't look at the audience, he was facing the back, and I was like, oh bless, I hope he's not. And also because everybody's saying, you know, the new stuff is shit, anniversary is shit. Even though people say anniversary is shit, yeah, I don't think they mean, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, Jess, I don't think that people mean it's shit. I think people are
I feel
comparing it to Trap Soul,
yeah, and
and
I
it's not
feel
shit.
yeah, I feel like unfortunately for him, and I think more so than a lot of other artists, to be even honest, a lot of people are comparing
Yeah.
his like other work to Trap Soul consistently,
But the
as
thing,
in he can't escape it.
but the thing is, Jazz, True to Self and Anniversary are still better than his sons right now. The sons that Bryson Tiller has is plenty, plentiful. Their work still doesn't compare to that. So even True to Self and Anniversary, they're still good bodies of work. Okay, yeah, but the thing about Trap Soul is kind of like that Frank Ocean effect. It's kind of like it's a brand new genre. It's like a mix of a different genre, you know. So it's like, of course, it's gonna kind of be held at a high standard, but it doesn't mean that the rest of it is bad. There's like the new album is very listenable. When people are like, oh, it's ass, it's not good, it's not good. It's actually good. It's better than the Suns right now. Some of the people.
I'm enjoying his new album. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's like when Frank Ocean put out Channel Orange. And then he put out Blonde and Nostalgia. Oh, no, not what was it? The other thing. What was it? Endless, or I can't remember what it was. The funny video album, whatever it was. To be fair, I didn't really wear that one too much. But let's say
I
Blonde,
forgot. Yeah, I
the
think it
one
was
where he's
called
got the green
Blonde.
hair in the cover. Yeah, people were like, "This is not good. This does not compare." Blah blah blah. Ra 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 da 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 da. That album, Frank Ocean's Sons, right now, even in 2024. Many years have passed, it's still not reaching Blonde. Like, I feel like we need to let go of that. Like, we should hold it in a special place and be like, oh yeah, Trap Soul is a special thing. Because, like, when he was talking, he was like, you know, people have said stuff about my album. And I think he was kind of alluding to, like, it made him a bit upset. or made him feel like he wasn't that guy. And I'm like, not only are you that guy, but you have plentiful sons.
It's true. It's true.
Just a bit sad
But
to
I,
see.
yeah, it was very, very sad. But yeah, I just felt like as a member of the audience, I was thinking, I feel like, you know when a DJ warms you up?
Oh yeah, not
Or
the DJ child.
yeah, sorry. You know when the DJ warms you up for, the artist to come out and, everyone's singing along to the songs and this, that, and the other. I felt like that's what the concert was. It didn't feel like I felt like there was barely any audience interaction. Like, even a put your lights on. We're gonna vibe to this, or put your hands side to side, or there was none of that. It was very light on ad libs. I think he did a small like remix, like when he before he did what I was about to say Wild Out. Before he did Wild Thoughts, he did the Maria Maria little,
Yeah, that was cute.
run thing. That was cute. But I just felt like there was no, it weren't really creative.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is, you know, when he came out in that outfit, I was like, what? But then also I'm kind of like, a lot of these like people, like his sons, like Gideon, them lot, would come up with like one, would come up with 3/4 length trousers. Not saying that's a bad thing or nothing, but like he didn't come out with his typical, because basically when we went to the concert, yeah, everybody was dressed like Bryson Tiller. So he didn't come dressed in like himself. He came wearing like, you know, some spaceman suit, which, you know, funky, but different, I suppose. But yeah, I get what you mean, Jasmine. I think that the audience interaction wasn't there really. It's like he's lucky that we love his music, because if it was
For
somebody
real.
else, if it was like Giveon, or if it was someone a bit newer, I think people would be way harsher.
Oh, what was the other thing I was gonna say? I felt like, yeah, maybe it was because there was like a maybe a lack of the live band. Like I think maybe
Singers,
that,
you're
yeah,
right,
like maybe that was what was also another thing that maybe threw me off a little bit, because it just felt like he's singing off the backing track, like we would do.
Not we.
So yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I'm not gonna be too harsh because obviously I do appreciate his music. So I still had a good time, but I just felt like as a performance, it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, I feel like there's stuff that he could have done to, but I don't know if he was like trying to prove something by just it being him, no backing, no nothing. Do you know what I mean? No backup singers. If he was trying to prove something, but like leading into the performance things, like after seeing SZA, I was like, no, like everybody should work. Everybody should be working. Like
Absolutely.
that SZA concert was so good, because I was like a bit nervous, because I've seen SZA before. Remember we saw her before? And she was fun. She was just having fun. She was just being a fairy on stage. And she was just like being like a ballerina. It was really fun though. But like now when we saw her, it was like real performance, real, you know, stage presence, real. But maybe are we used to, because after seeing Beyonce, I was like, everybody should be working. Like everybody should be giving you a performance. Like SZA really gave a performance, like used all the stage to her best of her ability, was up, was down. She even had a boat. She even went on a boat. She even went on a lifeboat. She even came into the center, floated down, you know, all that
Yes,
kind of stuff.
SZA had a budget.
Yeah.
She
But
had
where
budget.
was Bryson's budget not budgeting? Is he not signed or something?
This is what I don't understand. Because I don't know, maybe we got what we paid for, because the tickets were quite affordable.
Not
So
that.
no, I'm not even trying to be rude, but I just feel like maybe that's what it is. Maybe he didn't expect it to be the tour that it
I
was,
think so, yeah. But it was
and
like, yeah.
yeah, it just didn't maybe have the funds behind it. But then again, how much of it is funds and how much of it is the performance? Because I feel like we didn't necessarily need all the theatrics. Like, SZA went in. SZA's was really, really good. But I feel like we would have been content even if he didn't have all of that stuff, if there was just a bit more back and forth. But again, maybe he's shy. But I feel like Summer Walker was also shy and she gets a hard time. So I'm going to be fair and give him a bit of a hard time as well.
That's fair.
Because
That is
yeah,
fine.
it was just a bit like,
Were there any songs that
interesting.
he didn't do that you were like, oh?
You know what? There's like a couple songs he featured on that I might have appreciated if he paid a bit of homage to them. Like he had a song with Young Thug called Get Mine. I really enjoyed
Oh,
that
I've never
song.
heard that.
It's a good song. Get Mine. He has a song with, is it DJ Khaled and Wale
I still haven't heard that either. What's it called?
called Love. I'm sure it's called Love. I wonder if I'm getting the people mixed up. Let me just double check. They said you can never be. Hold on one second. Bryson. Love. See, this is why Spotify is so much better. Yeah, it's called. Sorry, it's not DJ Khaled. I'm confusing them. So the song is called Love. In brackets, Her Fault. It's Wale and Bryson Tiller. And let me see. The DJ Khaled song, I'm sure it's with Future as well. Yeah, the song with Bryson Tiller and Future and DJ Khaled is called I'ma Be Alright. Yeah. So yeah, he has a few like features that I was like, oh, you know, it would have been good to hear those. But again, I understand their features, so yeah.
And also my thing, my biggest thing was, excuse me, you're coming out at 9:40. Since Beyonce was on time, Beyonce was sharp. SZA was on time, SZA was sharp. Bryson, the DJ was going over, because the opening act came on at 8,
Yeah.
finished at what?
It was even 8:15 because I checked what time he finished. The opening act finished at 8:15.
So the DJ was going on until 9:30. I kept looking at the time, like, are we sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Like, is there something going on?
Yeah, everyone thought the DJ was gonna like finish and then he'll be doing another song.
Yeah, it was too much.
So we're like, where's Bryson? Where the hell is Bryson?
9:40. So you got songs to play, you know? Because he didn't do Years Go By, Always Forever, Next to You, songs from Anniversary. He just said Bun It. Cool, you didn't do the Drake song. Okay, that's fine. I know a lot of people don't really like that song, to be fair. The what is it called? The Out of Time song. Cool. You don't want to do that song. But there was another song that he didn't do. I think it's called 7 O'Clock.
Okay,
But
that one
I
I
think that
don't
song's okay. It's not like my favorite song, but I know a lot of
think.
people, I saw a lot of people on TikTok really annoyed that he didn't do it. But yeah, I thought he could have squeezed it in. He was too busy coming out so late. I thought, what's going on? But I was happy. I was happy with the selection, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a solid selection, and I feel like he did try to listen to like people's like what the feedback that he was getting or whatever, because he kept saying, oh, everyone kept requesting this song, so you guys better make sure you sing it, the overtime song. I remember
Oh yeah, I
before
love that
from
song,
that. So I think there's like he tried to do a lot of trap soul because he knows you lot love trap soul, even though obviously he's just released a new album. So even a new album, I don't think he performed that
Yeah, he
many
didn't do
songs
that
from
many,
it.
exactly. But then if you came out on time, and
He would
this is,
have had time.
I always will say this, but you guys are probably sick of me saying this. That Dustin Conrad guy, yeah. When let me see if I what's the song called now? There's two songs that I know from him. Yeah, I've listened to his album now. I'm now a fan. He supported Kehlani, right? And he's such a great example of what it is to be. People may know one of your songs from going viral, or people may not know your songs. Yeah, you get there, and he will sing his song. So he's got a song that goes, "Bills." So he goes, "Bills, dollar, dollar, bills," and he will now say to the audience, "When I say bills, you say dollars." So we're singing it together. So we're now singing dollar bills, dollar, dollar. Now, when I get home, what's in my head? Dollar bills. Do you know who else did that? That girl, that with the Uber song.
I am
Yeah, I am
DDB.
DDB. She even
Yeah.
supported Bryson back in the day when we saw her, remember? And she
And I actually went home and I added her
exactly.
songs to my playlist.
Exactly. So the new songs, Bryson could have said, "What, you lot don't know Persuasion?" Right,
Yeah.
cool.
But do
When
you
we
know what he
get,
did, guys?
yeah.
He left us for dead.
He said, "You don't know this joint? Oh, cool. Run it, run it, run it, run it." But do you know what's cute about that? When he played that Persuasion song with Victoria Monet, he looked like he loved that song. He looked like he loved off that song. It was so cute to see, because that song's really good. But he could have been like, "Guys, we're gonna say, we'll slow the music down and say Persuasion. Come on, what do you mean?" And then get the lyrics on the wall. Persuasion, decision. What? They need to hire me. What do you mean? That's how ciao ciao. Okay, people know that song. Cool. You now get a big screen. You do a French flag, and you now ask all this. Is anybody here from France? Does anybody speak French? Any Congolese people in the house? You do that. What do you mean? Like, messed up opportunity, man. But to be fair, I don't know if they didn't. He didn't play that many songs from his new stuff because the DJ did.
Yeah, that was the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. I've never been to a concert, and the warm up DJ is playing songs from the person's new album.
Mm-mm.
Never.
He played "No Thank You," and I was like, "Where do I know this from?" I was like, "Oh, it's the new stuff." And he goes, "Oh yeah, you don't mind if I play my favorite song from the new album?" And I was like, "If he doesn't,"
I was like, "Does Bresson? You need to ask Bresson if he minds, not us."
Goodness me,
crazy.
Yeah, crazy, crazy.
But yeah, I mean, apart from, I don't know what Recess Land, who the headliners are going to be yet, but yeah, I think. Aside from that, the recipe is going to be like my only concert for the rest of the year.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't think I've got anything. Any? Have I? No, nothing. Nothing that's come up. But you know what these people are like nowadays.
Yeah, releasing last minute. Mm. But I'm trying to think: is there anyone that I think actually gonna? That's the only person. Because I was like, if anyone comes and tries that shit this year, I'm not having it. But yeah, maybe gonna. Maybe gonna.
Yeah,
Sir was rude.
Yeah.
Sir,
right.
That was rude. He said, "Oh yeah, look at my tour. Look at the European dates." He included the recipe as one of his European dates.
That's bonkers.
Bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. A set at a festival is not your tour. Thank you very much.
No. Damn.
Could have got a little Coke or Brixton or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It actually reminds me that I don't listen to him that much, so I need to listen to. Is it when I says, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know more than that then. I know two other songs. I'll listen to more. But I am intrigued for that lineup as well. I wonder who else they're going to add.
Yeah, me too. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. And I think we talk about it a lot. And I'm probably guilty of it sometimes as well. But British negativity.
Hey! Come on, let's talk about it.
British complaints.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Going on Twitter and literally you can say, what are we complaining about today? And there'll actually be topics.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm not a DLT, what's it called, spokesperson or anything like that. But I believe they've done amazing things for us, including, and also Recess has done amazing things for us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the events that they put on are good. And yes, they are ultimately businesses as well that mm-hmm. should be held accountable
mm-hmm.
when things are not correct or right or whatever. However, when these events come up, I find it bizarre when there are people that do so obviously there's concern about the food options that are going to be there. So the guy releases, oh, these are some of the food stores that we're going to have. Someone now comes and says, where are the healthy options?
I could never be a business owner.
And then he he responds to that and says, you know, there's more coming or something like that. And she's like, yeah, did you not see the bit where I said, yeah, maybe there will be more coming, but yeah, something about my point is still valid or something like that. I forgot what she said. I was like,
No, I couldn't. I don't know, because you just end up being, I'll just, you just have to reply in a rude way, and that's not what I want to do. Or I
Yeah.
just couldn't be on Twitter.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I
I
couldn't.
think it will get to a point now where, yes, you guys have won. I'm off Twitter
Yeah. You won. Now you're not getting no updates.
because the discourse and some of the replies I think are interesting.
Yeah, because I did see this one girl. She did raise a good point. She was like, you know, what about people with disabilities? What's the
Yeah.
accessibility thing? And they said, oh yeah, we've got information on that. They refer
Yeah.
to it. Then I think it might have been the same babe Jazz, and she was like, oh, but what about healthy food? And it's like, hun, they've not released. They said they're going to release all the food, so.
Yeah. And I don't want to lie on her name, but I also think she's the same person that started the discourse about, oh, are the unlimited drinks just alcoholic? Or no, she said, shouldn't there be cheaper tickets for people that don't drink alcohol? And you know what? A part of me at the time, I was like, you know what? That's a fair question.
Yeah. Because I don't
But
drink, but I'm probably gonna have two. But
yeah.
I'm just swallowing the L. Like, it is what it is, isn't it? I mean,
Yeah.
not that I don't drink, but I don't drink as much.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like, you know what? That those kind of questions, I
That's
think,
fair.
are probably fair. You could probably argue that there are other circumstances where you wouldn't be asking the same questions. I feel like there's a certain there's I don't know how to explain it, Vic, but there's a certain attitude online where people wanna nit
Yeah, pick at everything.
pick.
Yeah. Because it's like they ask one question, you get the answer. Oh, I'm gonna ask another one. And it's kind of like, why are you doing that? And
Yeah,
then
like, what are you trying
the
to achieve?
yeah, it's just a bit of, oh, I don't know if people get their rocks off for that. I really don't know.
They love
It's
it.
weird. It's weird. But I do think it's just, it's like, it's in our DNA. We're so fucking negative. We're so
God
fucking negative.
forbid.
It is. And the thing is, yeah, it's so funny because a lot of Black Brits here will say they're not Black Brit. So, for example, they'll say, I'm Nigerian first, even though you've lived here all your life. Okay, that sounds so, that people are going to come from my head top for that. But sometimes a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I'm Nigerian first. But it's like, you've lived here all your life. You don't want to admit it. And it's sad to admit it. A lot of your traditions or a lot of your way of life is very British in a way. Hence the negativity. Hence the complaints. That is a very British thing. We've all adopted it. We're Black Brits because of that. We truly are. We have adopted that, whether people want to like it or not. Someone will release a
Yeah.
festival for us to come to now. There's so many scrutiny, so many things. Some of it is valid, cool. Some of it
Yeah.
is just right down bogus.
Yeah. Some of it is crazy. I can't lie to you. I cannot lie to you. And then you come to find out you're still going. Like, really and truly, regardless of what is said, you're going.
It's because it's on our DNA. It's complaints, complaints. We like to complain. We like to complain. I remember I saw these cute videos of these DJs. They're playing their mixes. They're mixing to different songs,
Yes.
and in the background, it looks like it's like African print, like I don't know what the print is right now. My brain's gone foggy, but it's that kind of vibe. I'm sure you guys have seen it, right? Now, I saw
Is
those
this
videos.
the Culture FM stuff?
Yes, that's who
Yeah.
it is.
I
I thought
love
they were
their
cute.
videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
Then
Do you know what I
come
thought when I saw this
to
video? Do you know what I thought? I said, soon. I don't know when, but soon someone's gonna complain about this. And what happened? People saying UK DJs are getting worse and worse. They don't know how to mix. People in the video are just, they're just smiling for no reason. They're just begging it. If people are real in the video, they wouldn't be dancing like this. Red, red, red. We are so negative. We are. That's why we'll never have our own Uncle Waffles. We'll just never have a pretty girl DJ who just dances for the whole night. We're never gonna have that because we're such bad vibes here. We're such bad vibes. Every little thing, people are waiting like, oh, and also it's kind of like people like to do it like, oh, I'm sure someone else hates it like me. So let me just throw it out there. One or two people who hate it like me are gonna
We'll
jump on.
jump on. It's crazy. And it's interesting how many people turned into DJ connoisseurs. They were like, oh, the tone is not right to be mixing these songs.
What?
I'm sorry.
Are you a DJ?
This is what I want
And
to know. And
also,
just because you didn't like the mix, it doesn't mean that you should now be saying,
everyone's pretending.
yeah, everyone's pretending. Oh, this was a shit mix. Oh, people don't appreciate good mixing anymore. This, that, and the other. You lot just like the fact that you can recognize two songs together. Like, what the hell is going on?
It's just negative. And then when like the DJ messages the people, like, why the fuck did you say that? People say, oh, I didn't mention you, or oh, I have a right to say whatever I want to say.
It's just my
Oh, or
opinion.
people say this exactly. Or Black British creatives can't take they can't take small critique. They can't take small critique. That's a conversation for in another day. But they can't take small critique. Of course, when you're fucking being rude for no reason.
And I do feel like there's a fine line between critique. You know what it is? I feel like when you put a body of work out there, let's say, like even our podcast, we have a podcast or Bryson Tiller's concert or his album or whatever it may be, when you put a body of work out there, you accept that it's not going to be for everyone. You accept that there's going to be valid critique, and criticisms and this, that, and the other. You definitely expect that. But I feel like there's a difference between that and, a festival being released and you hammering the owners or whoever with questions. That is probably answered in their FAQs on the website. And seeing a video of people having fun on TikTok, someone has brought it to Twitter. I don't think the person brought it to Twitter to be negative. I think they were actually saying, oh, this is good or whatever. But then you see that, and then you think, ah, oh,
How
the
can
people in the
I?
back are liars. Oh, look
Oh
at
my
them just
God.
pretending. Ah, da, 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 da. I don't think that's critique anymore. I genuinely don't. There's something a bit more malicious about it. So I don't know.
Also, my thing is when people make like hating videos. Do you know that there's an influencer called Monet in America and she goes up this guy called Jalen and he used to be on Love Island and a lot some people on the internet don't like him, find him corny, whatnot, rah-rah. Anyways, whatever. There was this one girl, she made a video about it, about how corny he is, how fake he is, how this he is, how that he is. And I just thought, I looked at the video and I said, how do you mind that everybody has seen that you're a hater like this? Like, how are you okay? Like, people have said, wow, so let's say it was me. How am I meant to go about my business being like people thinking, oh, that big girl can hate. Like, that big girl's a hater. Like, wow, she's a hater, like live, like in flesh. Like, she's really hating on. And then you take a step back and you're like, wow, she's really hating on someone's relationship like that. And then you take a step back and you're like, we don't know what is going on in their relationship. Like, we don't know. They show us little bits on TikTok. We don't know. Like, when I saw that video, I was like, and then it was that thing that we always talk about. I think Monet blocked her. And then the girl was like, see, she can't take criticism. See, she can't take, but it's not criticism. You're cussing her man. And when people want to safeguard themselves and block you, it's, oh, you see, they can't take.
And you just have to think, because people often say, oh, the influencers or they've opened up about that aspect of their lives, that means it's a free for all. I feel like people really need to just take a step back. Just take a step back and realize, what are you doing? What are you saying right now? And if someone wanted to critique your relationship, how would you feel? A Stranger and as well. Because I feel like some people think, okay, just because someone's online, just because they've opened up that little bit of themselves to me, you know, if you want to say what you want to say, no one can stop you. But when that person decides to block you now, don't be surprised.
Yeah, it's very much
In
like, how
fact,
dare
don't say
they?
anything.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Or if people respond, it's like, oh, like for example, when I see like the festival or the club owners or club promoters respond, people will say stuff like, or DJs, people say, oh, you know, you should be bigger than this. You should be the bigger person. Why? Why should I? Why the fuck should I? So, and the thing is, usually it's not even a fact that it's one comment, it's loads. So it's definitely like tipped them over that one comment has been like, no, fuck you. However, I do think sometimes the line is a bit funny with promoters and business people because it's like you're providing a service. So
I
there is a degree
agree.
of professionalism that you need to have. And like if people are asking, you don't have to respond to them. Like you don't have to, there's a degree of because I think I saw not the owner of one of these places, but I think a friend of to them was like, you know, they work really hard to put on these things for you guys. You don't know what happens behind closed doors. And as much as I really appreciate that, and I agree because as Black people, being in those spaces, knocking down those doors, doing that is a big
It's
thing. But it still
difficult.
is a business, and they still should be able to take on.
Yes.
They should be able to. If people are saying, "Oh, you know, where is the vegan food?" Invoice like, "Kilo day. I've just announced it. Like, relax your nervous systems." But it is something for them to be like, "Okay, we need to make sure that when the vegan food rollout is there, we're there." We need to make sure that you know, if there's allergies, we've got this covered. Do you know what I mean? There's water points, there's this, there's that. So you know it's all covered. But like for people to kind of be like, oh, they're doing you a favor by running this because there's no Black things at the
Yeah,
moment. They're not really doing us a favor because it's not a charity. It's not church.
it's not a charity
We're still
at
making
all.
them rich, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We're still paying for an experience. So yeah, ultimately, yeah, I think you've said everything perfectly. Like, there just needs to be a line, and I feel like there needs to be respect on both sides, because I've also seen like some of the owners or whoever of these things respond in a crazy way. So yeah, it definitely works both ways.
Yeah, I saw one
But
saying that you lot should stay at home. Or
yeah.
staying at home is free. I said,
Yeah.
aye. But you don't know. He was like, it's breaking point. Because that's probably something I would say. Like, if you lot are pissing me off, like, what do you mean? Where is the what where's the healthy food?
Not even that. It was the complaints about the price of the festival. Do you know which one killed me? Yeah. And this is where I was like, nah, there's something really, really wrong with Black Brits. It was when it's actually quite funny. When the Recess Land thing came out, yeah, and the person was going on the website and figuring out the capacity
Oh,
of
please.
Dreamland and saying this is how much. Around how much they're earning from the thing. So yeah, they're really eating off of us.
But it's a business. And also, when they have their lineup now, and they do, and you lot say, you're saying you want Ashake, you want Ashake, you want Ashake. How much is Ashake?
Yeah, but Jojo has the patience of a saint, because he actually took the time out to reply and
Wow.
be like, you know, I just want to let you know like how much some of the costs are that you're not thinking of. And he's talking about, you know, people's salaries, the marketing, the promo, I think security and safety and all of that. And I was just like, you have the patience. If someone, like, imagine we did a live show, Vic, and someone said, oh yeah, I did an inquiry with the venue and this is how much they charge for a Saturday night. And you're
Why would you
charging your
do that though?
tickets.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Like, you can't do that and think you're normal.
The thing is, yeah, some people do. Some places, some performers do charge a crazy price because they want to eat. However, you have to either buy the ticket or you don't.
Exactly. That is my thing. Like, I don't see why you're looking at how much I'm earning. Do you think it's worth the price, first and foremost? Are you happy to spend, let's say, £50 on a ticket to come? If so, that's all that matters.
Because I'm not
That's
gonna lie,
all that matters.
I'm not gonna lie, I've looked at like some performers, podcasters, singers, whatnot, and let's say it's like their first show or something, and the ticket is £50, ticket's £40. I'm not going. Because that means what is the ne when you do your third, fourth, tenth, that means you're gonna charge me £160.
Not Usher press tickets, child.
40 pounds, £50. I've seen some. What are you doing there? Are we leaving with goodie bags? Anyways. Oh.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So honestly, last night when I prayed, I was like, God, please remove the spirit of negativity from me. Like, I really want to try and be positive going forward. Because it's hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, we are struggling as a society as a whole. Things are looking like shit. So I think it's kind of natural for us to sort of absorb or throw out the negative things we're internalizing and, you know, put it out onto what we think are easy targets. I get the psychology behind it sometimes, but I just don't want to live that way.
Yeah, I
I
hear
really
you.
don't.
I hear you.
I really don't.
But it's little thing like I hate complaining. Especially if it's like if it's fixable. If it's then like for because I don't want to be seen as like a negative person that's like always complaining. So sometimes I just keep it to myself or like because but I know that deep down it's a very British thing. It's a very
Yeah, it
British
is.
thing to be like, oh my God, I just walked through the rain and I'm fucking drenched in rain. Do you know what I mean? Like it's such a British thing to be like, oh, I've got to go and get my MOT done and like, oh, it's gonna cost me an arm and a leg, or like, do you know what I mean? It's such a British thing to be like, you scrape your leg and then you're like, oh my God, I nearly broke my leg last night. It's such we're so we do that, or it's very ingrained in us, whether people want to admit it or not.
Yeah,
It's and
no,
it's just so normalized, like
it definitely is.
it's a way of talking almost. And I don't like it because for me, sometems makes the other person feel like, oh, they need to help or there's something they need to do. And then you're like, oh, no, it's just fine. I'm just being British. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to catch myself in those moments a little bit.
And I think that's the key. Because I was going to say, how do we tackle that? Like, how do we tackle that ingrained British negativity?
But I do it sometimes. For example, do you know that time when I the other last week, Jazz, when I my train broke down, so then it took me to the next train. So I had to walk home, like 40-minute walk. And I think I voice note you, and I was like, oh, I'm like I had to walk home. I didn't need to. When I looked back, I was like, why the hell did I let that out of Jazz? Like, there was no point of me voicing
No,
that.
okay, no. Because I feel like people should be allowed to vent, 100%.
But sometimes I'm like, why did I just let that out? Like, I'm home, I'm safe. Like, what was there a need? Like, is it that deep?
No, but that's something I feel. Again, maybe it's me being British, but that's something that I think we need to talk about. Sorry, but if I had to walk 40 minutes home, that's something I need to let out. 100%. Like, what do you mean?
Because of a tree on
100%.
the track, you know? If you don't get that tree off the track, oh, my days.
But yeah, it is something that I want to work through because I don't want it to become so normalized in my day to day.
I hope you guys will take this step away from this podcast here and look at the day to day and just see how normal, even when you watch EastEnders, just see how normal it is. Like British people cut their leg, like literally scratch. Oh, fucking broke my head. Oh, no, this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. They'll hurt their head. Oh, I went to the doctor's and nearly cracked my head open. They love that. And you think, ah, let me see what happened. Small stitches like this, or it's normalized. Like, I wonder if it's in other cultures as well.
I don't think it is. I feel like that's why we've been ranked like literally one of the most unhappiest countries in the world. Because yeah, we just it's all around. The negativity is just it's just there. And I would love to be a bit more optimistic and you know the grass is no sorry the glass is fuller or whatever it is. Like I want to see life from more of that perspective, and it will take time, it will take time, but I think yeah, just I've tried to, like, when I was praying, I was saying, okay, these are the things I'm thankful for. And when you start at that as your core, it helps so much
Yeah, it does.
to
No,
change
I
your
agree with you,
perspective.
Jasmine. Yeah, I try my best to think more like, do you know what? At least I have this. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it is so hard. It is so easy to get yourself into a state where you're kind of like, I don't have any of these things. Life is not worth it. Red hat. But like, I do this thing where I go on my phone, and now Apple's showing me pictures of me in 2020 or stuff. And I'm like, I haven't really, like, have I? When was I happy? Sort of thing. I feel like I look back and I'm always like, oh, when I'm at this age, when I have this, I'll be happy. I have the things. I'm not like buzzing for joy, sort of vibe. So I'm just trying to shift my mindset to just being like, it is what it is. Let's treat ourselves here and there, and let's keep it stepping, sort of vibe.
I
And
know
I saw
it's
this TikTok. There was really cute TikTok. You know when that guy, he goes up to people on the street and like, "Are you a couple?" Rah, rah. And this guy was like, you know, he was talking about his girlfriend, but it made me think about it in a wider sense. He was like, "We only have a few trips around this earth or around the moon or whatever scientific terms he used." He's like, you know, you just got to make it count. And he's like, "We're not here for a long time," and that even made me think, I'm gonna join Big Back Gang or whatever they call it. I'm just gonna eat all my favorite foods every day, every single day, because we're not here for a long time. But it did make me think, you know what? We might as well just be kinder to ourselves. We're not here for
That's
long.
it. That's it.
Might as well
We
be kind to ourselves,
and
spend more time with people we love, and keep it stepping.
yeah, that's all we can do. Because ultimately all we have is each other. When everything else is said and done, all we have is the people around us, our loved ones, the people that appreciate us, and you know, the people we share life and experiences with. That's what is gonna count at the end. Like all the material stuff, it doesn't matter.
I
I've
even
never
saw.
heard of
No, go on,
like
Jess.
people regretting, sorry, I've never heard of like people regretting material things, like buying or sorry, not buying material things, but they always regret the relationships that didn't end well and stuff. Like those are the things that really matter towards the end.
Yeah, because
It's like
I saw a TikTok. This guy was saying how, no, this girl was saying how buying stuff is not hitting the same. I said, we're finished. Luckily, that's not hit me just yet. That's not hit me just yet. But the day it does, I'm done for.
No, I get it. I feel like I am slowly becoming indifferent. Like I am becoming a bit more, a lot more strict about, like when I am buying clothes, and I'm like, I'm realistically probably only going to wear this once, maybe twice. So what am I doing spending X amount of money on it? Even though I might feel good at the time wearing it, I'm gonna wear it once, probably. So maybe let me just see what I already have and see what I can
Yeah,
make work.
that's the real vibe, to be fair. That is the
But
real vibe.
at the same time, it's like I do get a little bit of a dopamine hit from, you
Wait.
know, opening a little package here and there.
When I see that ASOS logo, and I get the notifications 4 stops away, Amazon.
Just
Doesn't matter what
hits.
rubbish I bought. I bought a bottle cleaner. I'm excited for it to arrive. I'm excited.
Hits, man. It really does hit. So yeah, small pleasures in life.
Yeah, small
Just have
pleasures.
to.
Oh yeah, guys. I've got a new job. I just wanted to update you guys. Because you guys, I'm still
Yes.
getting lo lovely messages from you guys, just being like hoping I'm doing okay, and just loads of
Always.
messages at the time, wishing me well and giving me loads of advice. So yeah, I really, really appreciate it, guys. I'm employed, and yes, I can pay my
Praise
bills.
God.
We praise God. We praise God.
Praise
And
God.
also, just wanted to say as well, guys, just I appreciate you guys listening to the show, and just messaging us on Insta DMs. Like, really, really, really do appreciate it. And also let us know what guests you guys want on next.
Please let us know. Also, if there's like anything you'd like us to do, like
Yeah.
different. Okay, I need to be careful when I say this. Yeah, like different kind of content. If there's anything like you'd like to see us do,
Plantain.
would you say?
Like plantain content.
Yeah. You know, I don't even want to say. I don't want to say. You
And you do it
know,
for
black people.
check.
Yeah. You
Yo,
know.
black people.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like at the end of the day, that plantain or plantain content is it's part of us, it's part of Black British culture in a way. It
Remy did
is.
say it when she came on our show. She said she loved it. So
Yeah,
maybe our
like
listeners do.
yeah, it is a part of it. Like I can't even lie to y'all. And also me as well. Like sometimes I can, you know, nibble a little bit.
I'm done.
So I'm not above it at all. Genuinely, I don't look down on that sort of stuff because it is part of us. And sometimes you need a little bit of lightheartedness and,
Yeah.
you know, something to distract y'all and stuff from life. So I get it for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's other types of content you want to see from us, yeah, let us know. Message us any topics you want us to cover, let us know. I know you guys are really good at recommending shows to us as well. I think you kind of know the sort of vibes that both of me and Vic are on. So yeah, if you have any shows that you think I would appreciate or Vic would appreciate, then yeah, please let us know. Yeah, I think that's it for this
Yeah.
week, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. We are Black Girls Living Without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. My account is Jazz underscore BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm a Vic Sunusi on Instagram. All right, guys, have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.